This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to read you four numbers. You are going to try to guess what they are, all right? All right, here we go. 210,000, 212,000, 210,000, 213,000. All right, that was a little random, I know, so I will give you the answer. That's the data on weekly first-time claims for unemployment benefits working backwards for the past 4 weeks. And I'm starting with it because, first of all, we got an update today. That first number I started with, 210,000, came out this morning. But also because at his press conference yesterday, Fed Chair Jay Powell said again that he is watching the labor market closely and that specifically those first-time claims remain, and this is his words, not mine, very, very low. In point of fact, they are below where they were in the before times and near historic lows. So Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going today with what that data does and does not tell us about the labor market.
Weekly initial jobless claims are, well, weekly, so they can be a bit noisy, says Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate. But lately, they've been remarkably stable.
The fact that they have remained somewhat quiet has been a pleasant surprise, and that's also reflected in the fact that the unemployment rate has remained below 4% for the longest stretch since the 1960s, cue the Beatles.
Actually, I think the Fed chair is more of a Grateful Dead fan. Despite what feels like a steady drumbeat of layoff announcements, the volume of layoffs has actually been unusually low. Plus, job cuts have been concentrated at big companies in tech and finance, says Andy Challenger at Challenger Gray and Christmas.
People with really highly paid jobs in those sectors tend to be less likely to request unemployment insurance.
But there may be more layoffs in the works, says Challenger. His staffing firm has been tracking job cut announcements, which he says spiked the first 2 months of the year, with companies planning more than 150,000 layoffs. And when people do lose their jobs, it's taken them longer to land new work. The number of people continuing to file for unemployment benefits beyond a week was on the increase at the end of last year, says Julia Pollack, chief economist at ZipRecruiter.
But they have since plateaued. They've leveled off. And so while it's true that new hiring is quite slow, it doesn't appear to be deteriorating any further.
And all this stability and quiet in the labor market could speak volumes to the Fed chair, says Ron Hetrick, a labor economist at Lightcast.
I think he's already started to get a feel for the fact that tight labor markets are our norm. We just don't want them too tight.
Hetrick says an aging population and persistently smaller workforce might mean a labor market that just keeps on trucking, even with higher interest rates. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.